The Al-Qaeda terror group has turned its criticism to Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah. It's accusing the group of spreading lies about Israel being behind the September 11 attacks. The terrorist organization is echoing the sentiments of the Bush administration, who are putting increasing pressure on the popular movement. Press TV's Ali Risk has more.
A new audio tape, Al-Zawahiri described Hezbollah as part of what he called Iran's expansionist plans. He also accused the movement, and specifically its media outlet, Al-Manar Channel, of spreading what he referred to as a rumor about Israel being behind the September 11 attacks. These comments come after Hezbollah is getting increased attention by the American administration, which some believe is due to its victory in the July 2006 war against Israel.
The U.S. is encouraging Sunnis to stand against the Shia. And in that sense, yes, it has provided and supported the a fertile ground where radical Islamists, neo-Salafis, neo-Wahhabis, could take arm to, quote-unquote, defend themselves against Hezbollah attack.
Al-Zawahiri also made reference to the UN forces deployed in southern Lebanon, known as the UNIFIL. He also called on what he described as the jihadi generation in Lebanon to attack the UN forces and reach Palestine.
It's calling for attack on a UN peacekeeping force which has been here 30 years. Hezbollah is seen as the dominant power in South Lebanon, right? So no matter if they can deny it, whatever, they will be held responsible for what happens in South Lebanon, because they are powerful in the South.
Al-Zawahiri's message, according to many, attempts to target the popularity of Hezbollah, which has reached an unprecedented level even in Sunni communities. Al-Zawahiri's criticism of Hezbollah comes at a time where the resistance movement has become a main concern for Washington in the region. And this raises question marks about a possible new plot to target Hezbollah.